China's vast countryside is witnessing sweeping changes brought about by a group of innovative people. Their success is a strong indicator that a bright future lies ahead. In Henan Province, these combine operators are among such dreamers.
一个人扶不上扶，大家扶起来，一个村的人扶了才可以。
In Zhongzhou, Sichuan Province, agricultural managers have changed the face of the countryside.
我们是要通过自身的努力，然后给农村带来更多的东西。
This village in Boxing County, Shandong Province, has eliminated poverty through online sales.
到了2017年，营业额就过千万。
Smart technology and rice cultivation connects rural areas to cities. The passion and creativity of people in rural areas have transformed farm management and brought innovations to villages in the new era. Most of the combine operators here were born at the beginning of China's period of reform and opening up. They learned their trade from Zhang Dasheng, whose longtime apprentice, Dong Fuqiang, is already the father of two children. Some years after Zhang Dasheng retired from his position as head of the interprovincial operation team, his team fell apart. Zhang Dasheng was so concerned about a lack of unity among his team members that he decided to go back to work and rebuild his team. Their hope is that their red clothes, signs, and slogans will bring good fortune as they set off on an annual journey across half the country, bringing their services to local farmers.
别后啊，给大家加水，咱有啥事儿啊？有啥纠纷了？需要赔件了？下午着火了？咱们咋转移？给我联系。是的，好了，都是。可以，准备上车，出发，准备走。
The rest of the team goes first while Zhang stays behind to study the route they travelled a long time ago and decide where he will join his team. Although he retired years ago, he's feeling confident as the country has made great progress in its efforts to create a new countryside.
实际上这个新农村建设现在国家明年又这么重视，也是一样很辉煌。随着中国的这个进展富强。
After a four-hour ride in the dark, Dong Fuqiang arrives at their first stop, Dong Hong Town. Mr. Meng serves as the liaison between Dong Fuqiang's team and the local wheat farmers.
8点以后，9点左右开始下地收割。我们村没有收割机，一靠戳山县的老伙计来给我们收割。
他们要不来，我们妹子全部他老弟呀。
As usual, the team's accommodations consist of simple plastic sheets and blankets. Still, they hope that tonight will be the beginning of a fruitful year. When the team and the wheat farmers have settled on a unit price, the team's salesperson measures the area while the operator harvests. They get paid right after their work is done. A very simple process that is repeated with each wheat farmer. The salesperson is responsible for bringing in new clients, while the operator keeps the machine running. Their income depends on the crops they harvest. The closer together the fields are, the faster they can get the work done, so it's crucial to be organized. When Zhang Dasheng was the head of the team, he would put everything in place in advance so the operator could focus. The slight mishap has kept Dong Fuqiang's team idling for 2 hours. But if Zhang had been here, he would have solved the problem in 5 minutes. This little incident has convinced Zhang Dasheng that he needs to join the team as soon as possible. There's a huge market in the vast wheat fields of Yongchuan District Chongqing for these combine operators. Qing Feng, where they've stayed for the past 2 days, is only one of 16 towns here. Zhang Dasheng decides to stage his comeback by meeting his team here. As he expected, the little square is the center of the town. Combines are lined up along the road, waiting for customers to show up, a situation that Zhang would not have allowed had he been the head of the team. The last thing Zhang wants is operators idling around instead of looking for opportunities to work.
Hey,
哎，来，我们的，来，
收大货，
收大货，收啊，
就是公路边，
公路边，什么称呼你师傅？
我姓谢，
谢，
因为一年才收一季，是不是？就全靠他们出来帮我们收的，
现在不是怕去作业吗？你。
Although Zhang Dasheng works like the others, he's not concerned about the crops. He's looking for someone. Zhang Dasheng is looking for the head of the village. As he sees it,The way to increase business in the village is by connecting with influential people like Mr. Yuan. Following the visit, Mr. Yuan introduces him to the owner of a large grain farm. Due to climate differences between the south and the north in China, combine operators have to plan their routes according to crop growth stages.With thorough research and the necessary arrangements in place, Zhang Dasheng is ready to head to their next stop. Bad road conditions and the driver's carelessness caused the machine to flip on its side. But luckily, no one was injured.
好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好
The itinerant combine operators have raked in huge profits for themselves and contributed to the availability of farming machinery and the development of the rural economy. Their inter-provincial model has inspired their counterparts in the new era. Agricultural reforms across China have altered traditional land management practices in positive ways. In Chungzhou city of Sichuan province, agricultural managers are exploring how to introduce modern corporate governance to the countryside. Through this effort, they are revolutionizing rural cooperatives.
Hey, 最重要想跟一下，就刚刚提到的开腹的胃腹，这个就非常重要。
The rainy season has brought a flurry of overwhelming challenges. To cope with them, Xie Jiao has increased her weekly meetings with farmers to every other day.
遇到一些困难啊，遇到一些问题啊，这些全部的要留记录，全部把它留下来。
Xie Jiao graduated from university with a major in e-commerce.She used to have a high-paying job in Chengdu City, but now she's working in the fields.
其实从小，然后特别是父母，然后对我的期望是什么？就是要摆脱农村，然后走到城市。
But to her surprise, her father changed his mind because of the emergence of a new occupation, agricultural manager.
也是因为机缘巧合，当时就在鼓励组建合作社，然后学习职业经理人，然后父亲就非常积极的就加入到这个团队里面，就成为了我们崇州乃至成都市的第一代的农业职业经理人。
In 2010, Zhongzhou experimented with the reform of collectively owned rural assets through a farmland shareholding system that focused on modern agriculture.This created a need for capable people that understood technology, management, and the market. Xie Jiao's father felt this presented an unprecedented opportunity. Agricultural managers work for the farmers whose land represents their shares in the cooperative. The system incorporates modern corporate governance with a council and a board of supervisors to oversee the performance of the manager. This system can greatly motivate agricultural managers, but it also puts them under tremendous pressure, as farmers are guaranteed a fixed annual income.And dividends from the profits. After 2 years of hard work, Xie Jicheng had greatly increased the profits for local farmers. His success deeply impressed Xie Jiao. With the encouragement of her father, in 2013 she left the city with her husband.To start a new career back home.
就看到了，觉得，因为农业是一个新的东西，然后年轻人嘛，可以去尝试一下的，哪怕没成功，但是我尝试过。
Xie Jiao was under immense pressure as she had to start from scratch. As she saw it, her father's model of focusing on the crops.Involved a great amount of hard work and delivered limited income. She wanted to change the business model of the cooperative and expand into new territory, such as family farms.
就说他这个肉偏少了，会不会是营养不良啊？
不是，像这个虾，它再脱一次壳过后，就
屁股就要大一些了。一四年第一次就养鱼，只有60几亩。那时候我们那个鱼就放下去，完全没管它，纯生态养殖。然后，但到收的时候产量不理想，没赚到钱。那一年是这样说。
But Xie Jiao didn't give up. She paid the villagers what they'd been promised with her own savings, and she started again. 。Following the advice of Ying Ruhua, a famous crayfish farmer, she decided to replace fish with crayfish. This would generate more profits, but at a higher risk.
Because
就漂亮。
那云层的。
Chia Jiao's production plan won unanimous approval at the general shareholders meeting. Now at the mid-year meeting, Chia Jiao is updating the council on her recent progress. The year that she switched from fish to crayfish delivered huge profits and generous dividends to the farmers. Now, people are confident about their future because they believe in this unyielding and honest manager who is always ready to hear their ideas. Next, Xie Jiao wanted to modernize her agribusiness. With the help of her husband, she began to push for mechanized farming equipment.
最近咱就三个人要换，买新的了。
It's time to apply pesticides. Xie Jiao's father has been helping her do the job with this crude device for years, but she's hoping to replace it with modern equipment.
这个机器在我们这里也算是普遍都是用这种机器，因为它很适应这种田间的这种零散田块，它的袋子可以牵到300米、500米都行。工人些他们都是我们合作社的成员。
因为在农机上，我们现在这个情况是烘干机可能够了，不用天。
要解决就是撒肥料跟那块。
如果专门撒肥料解决的话，
专门撒的话很贵哦，贵的话你不大划算，对不对？
Xie Jiao's father thinks it's not the right time to invest heavily in machinery, but her husband argues that it's important to increase efficiency. The two conflicting ideas put her in a tough position. In the end, the two agree to follow Xie Jiao's advice, which is to keep using the device at hand for the time being. They can introduce new machinery next year when they've improved their cash flow and consolidated small land parcels. Still, her father's conservative ideas have laid a solid foundation for her career. The countryside is brimming with opportunity, and Xie Jiao hopes to write her own success story with the vision and passion of the new generation.
我可能还是会想去找专业的人，然后我们来合作，然后就由专业的人来做专业的事情，然后一起把我们真正的要组成一个强大一点的团队。
After coming home, it took Xie Jiao 3 years to build a professional and well-functioning team that could lead the villagers to prosperity. In August 2016, she branched out into new territory by founding a forest land shareholding cooperative.
现在这个树还是归农户所有，就是说树是他们的，但是林下然后是合作社的，合作社就种植中药材，然后每年会给到100块钱的一个保底，就是说他们在林子里收入就有了，就改变了这十几年来的一个就荒着的一个情况。
Xie Jiao is determined to upgrade the Dawn Redwood Forest to a herb-themed ecotourism destination in the next decade. In just 4 years, by 2017, she and her father had brought more than 200 hectares of land under their management and employed about 100 people. They have not only increased the farmers' guaranteed income, but also paid out nearly 1 million yuan in dividends. The rise of agricultural managers has invigorated intensive farming in China. With favorable policies rolled out by the government, both agricultural managers and farmers have gained a substantial increase in income.
真的说，如果没有政府，真的就没有我们的今天。至少我是不会走上这条路，不会干成今天这个样子的。我们不是说要来农村挖掘更多的东西走，我们而是要通过自身的努力，然后给农村带来更多的东西。
Agricultural managers have revitalized rural areas through innovations in land management that serve the interests of farmers. They're bringing about a change not only to the land, but also to themselves. While Xiejiao in Sichuan has transformed traditional production by applying a modern business model, meanwhile in a village in Shandong province,E-commerce has delivered substantive changes to local farmers. In Wantou village, Shandong province, the farmers market always opens early. Vendors from nearby villages gather here at 5 in the morning with their cattails.Wantou village has a long history of selling and weaving cattails. In the past, the products were sold in traditional markets, which delivered very little income to the villagers. No one could have imagined that one day, something called e-commerce would bring revolutionary change to the village.In 2003, a few pioneering villages opened e-commerce stores. It was a brand new sales model and one that was eye-opening to their fellow villagers. Although already in his 40s, Jia Jintai was among the pioneers who seized the opportunity brought by the internet. He quit his job as a migrant worker and returned to his hometown to open his own online store.
麻烦发单号，他什么时间能到镇上？今天能到吗？
他们乡下好点，你知道吧？镇上。
你先叫他给客户说一下，解释一下吧。他那边一直推。
With just a computer, the villagers' wicker handicrafts are quickly exchanged for cash. This has changed Jia Jintai's life completely.
比在外面打工是强多了，收入一天好的时候1000多块钱，我估计。好，这叫做生意了，那叫干活了，实在的，那就这么对比啊，对吧
？Internet marketing has led this village to prosperity. The top site owners can make more than 10 million yuan per year through online sales of cattail wicker crafts. So Wantou village ended up on the list of China's first villages.To succeed in internet sales, a so-called Taobao village. Business opportunities always bring competition. Many young people who were working in big cities chose to return to their hometown to start their own businesses when they became aware of the prosperous e-commerce. These young and open-minded new villagers have become the main online sales force. They've injected new energy into the village.And brought with them new perspectives and business models, including large sales teams.
我们村里和我这么大的，或者比我小的，很少在那工厂里上班的，基本就是在家里做淘宝，啊，并且赚钱也不少。到了2017年，啊，营业额就过千万了。
Andong is facing a problem. Now many people are copying his top products. and selling them on different internet sites. This has seriously affected his sales.
现在你数一下有几家跟在我们后边的？
啊，有七八款，有七八款仿品，他这仿的太厉害，
比我们便宜这么多。待会儿你那个算一下，就是我们的成本，卖他这个价格能不能卖着？
根本不能。咱们再不行啊，就把这个做一下解剖，
带上那个摄影的，咱一块过去，拍摄的让他去拘，咱直接把视频加到我们详情里去。
这也是一个很好的一个，
对吧？
对，很好的一个对比。
To maintain the competitive advantage of his star products, Andong decides to shoot a video to show potential customers the high quality materials they use. There are nearly 600 online shops in Wan Tao village, and the woven cat tail products they sell come from every family in the village.The rise of e-commerce has provided opportunities to many local families and altogether generates hundreds of millions of yuan annually for the village. Zhao Jintai is selecting products for an order he's just received. Newcomers such as Andong have had a big impact on his online business. His family workshop has experienced a sizable decline in sales revenue.
我上个店，我上个店。现在是有文化的卖的多了，就大学生先回来的那些，比我们要强很多了。人家懂数据了，现在不懂了。现在竞争激烈，人家主要是看数据了，落后了。
Facing the pressure of competition from the younger generation, Zhao Jintai once again chose to make a change.2 years ago, he contracted a parcel delivery outlet. While operating his own online store, he also provides logistics services for some of his peers in the village.
Transition, 转正收货上面，他们大学生，他们卖的好了，卖了。我给他们往医院说，我给他们发啊，我们。
Zhao Jintai and Andong are two representatives of the many new Chinese villages engaging in e-commerce. Statistics show that there are currently more than 600,000 online stores in rural China, with total annual sales exceeding 200 billion yuan.Today, China's villages no longer rely solely on traditional farming or migrant work. In a way never seen before, they have changed their destiny, no longer living off the earth at the mercy of the elements. The tide of young people returning to the villages to start businesses has brought a variety of innovative business models to China's vast rural areas. Together, they've subtly changed the appearance of China's countryside.This is one of the busiest commercial districts in downtown Guangzhou. At the end of 2014, Tang Fei and his business partner Chen Dandan established a high-tech agricultural company here. They've pioneered a new kind of entrepreneurship in rural areas by combining technology and organic farming. The company's office sits downtown.But the rice they sell is grown at Tonghua Farm in the city suburbs. Tang Fei spends more than half of his work days here. 4 years ago, he quit his high-paid job as an executive in the real estate industry and came here to grow organic rice. August is one of the busiest months at the farm, as it's when the previous crop of rice has just been harvested and a new crop is being planted. Tang Fei was a total greenhorn when he started the farm, but now he certainly knows his way around a rice paddy.
我学的是土木工程，然后也是国家一级注册的建造师。2014年的时候呢，在一家香港的上市公司，负责整个国全国大概16个项目的管理工作。正好2014年，我们家小女儿要出生了，作为父亲，那我说我能不能给我孩子吃到这样的产品？那时候我就想，那我能不能自己去种？
Most of Tang Fei's young employees have a bachelor's or even higher degree. They chose to take advantage of the government's favorable policies and support of agriculture and to begin their careers in the countryside. Here they can help upgrade farming methods and improve their own lives too.
国家的美丽乡村政策到乡村振兴的政策，其实在今天有很多大学生，他已经看到了中国发展的未来，因为国家有很多宣传，他们也看到了未来。所以今天我们的同事，其实我想，他们大多数是奔着这个未来来的。
These college graduates are responsible for the monitoring and smooth running of the farm, while the hands-on farm work is contracted out to local farmer households, each taking care of up to 1 hectare of land.
我们一直是跟广东省农科院合作，其实我们在整个农田形成一套生态平衡的一套体系。比如说，我们会用到刺眼蜂去除虫，我们在虫还是虫卵的阶段，就用刺眼蜂把它给消灭。我们不用除草剂，我们会过去我们曾经用鸭子除草，然后我们也会用到人工拔草。
Tang Fei's organic planting methods deliver a lower rice yield than the old methods delivered to the local farmers. However, they generate a much higher income.
In 过去我们种杂交稻呢，一年下来水稻的那个销售价格是3000块钱左右。我目前的每亩的产值达到了14400块钱，啊，今天城市的消费者又需要这样的好的产品，那我想在消费升级下，一端在提高产品的品质，一端在获得更好的产品，我想这个匹配是市场的一个刚需来的。
The team has set up a real-time monitoring and Internet of Things system on the farm, so that in Guangzhou they can see and monitor data.Such as temperature and humidity. It also allows customers to check on the farm 24 hours a day through a mobile phone or computer.
你可以随时回来看看你们家的米是怎么种出来的。那在这个过程当中，我觉得你亲眼所见，我觉得这个比起我给你100张这个检测报告或者是任何的一种认证证书都要好。
Today, they've invited a special B&B planner from Guangzhou to visit the farm.
基本看得到所有的地都是我们的那个范围。左边这一块是一块，然后中间有一条河，中间这个中间有一条河，那条河的对岸那块地也是的。然后
山坡也是。
山坡也是，对对对，他们范围也是，对。稻田边喝喝咖啡呀，这种感觉，这种混搭的感觉就上来了。这人回归稻田的感觉还是很深刻的，就第一次你可能不一定愿意下去，但一下去之后习惯了就觉得，哎呦，这感觉很爽。
Tang Fei and Chen Dandan are working on a plan to help local villagers open and promote their own B&Bs. They hope that the pastoral scenery and the many visitors the farm attracts can improve the income of the entire community. This plan has received strong support from the local government.
我们希望尝试着看看我们能不能够通过一片稻田，让一个村每户人均过收入过10万。那我想，这应该是我们在这个乡村振兴的这个节点上，我们能做的一点点事情。
On weekends, the farm is bustling from early in the morning. Customers who buy the farm's rice can come here to get away from the city for free.This was part of the intention in opening the farm in the first place, to bring the countryside and the city closer together.
来，我们站在哪开始哦？要想上站在那举
举手跟我一起来
好
不好？
举手，举手。
好，那我们往这边来。这里
The weekly classroom of nature at the farm is one of its most popular events. As the mother of a child who lives in the concrete forest of the city, Chen Dan Dan knows exactly what these children like. In this friendly setting, she teaches them about different crops and takes them to collect wildflowers and observe insects. In this way, she can help the children experience nature, even if just for a little while.Tang Fei and Chen Dan Dan are experimenting with another pilot program in Bao'an district of Shenzhen. They planted rice on the rooftop of a large shopping mall. They call it the Sky Rice Field.
因为我们以前做的这样的一个自然课堂的过程当中，我们问米饭从哪里来，这个小朋友告诉我们从电饭锅里来。我们讲这是属于一个城市孩子的一个自然缺失症，那我们也希望把这样的一个真实的场景移动到城市当中，让我们城市的家庭、城市的这些孩子们能够更近距离的去认识，到底这个自然的稻田它是长什么样的。
每个人就是一株这么的往下插。
啊，你插这一排来，小朋友来。
来，我给你定好。
The climate of Guangdong allows 3 rice crops per year. It means children here can observe the complete life cycle of rice 3 times a year. The Sky Rice Field is always full of people during both seedling planting and rice harvesting. Tang Fei and Chen Dan Dan drive from Guangzhou over an hour away to participate in these events. They enjoy seeing the children's muddy hands and feet.And the happy smiles on their faces. This encourages them to keep going.
再给他一点。
After the event, Tang Fei and Chen Dan Dan rush back to Guangzhou. They both still have work to do.Sulpin, located on the sandbank island of Xiamian in downtown Guangzhou, is a popular restaurant for young people. Tonight at Sulpin, Chen Dan Dan is holding a promotional event for a new rice milk product she's developed. She's mixed rice milk with different juices to make colorful drinks, hoping that their visual appeal will attract young customers.At the same time, Tang Fei is back in the office working overtime on the design of weeding robots. He's trying to apply technology to agriculture to make farm work smarter. Getting off work after 10 p.m. has become the norm for Tang Fei. For his daughter, this means her dad once again can't hug her before she goes to bed.
现在确实跟孩子在一起的时间是比较少了一些，孩子现在不是特别能理解。从最初开始只是为我们自己一家人，到现在我觉得我们其实承载了很多人的一些希望。
Their village conversion program has been put on the official agenda, so Tang Fei and Chen Dan Dan have begun the designing and planning. They're back on familiar ground, working with real estate, which they abandoned to take up organic farming.
过去我们讲乡村，回不去的乡愁，这是过去。未来这个节点上，我想慢慢的，更多的乡村都是打开的，都拥抱着我们城市的家庭过来，拥抱着城市家庭能够待下来、住下来。
By advancing traditional agriculture through technology, attracting college graduates to go back to work in their hometowns, and helping local farmers improve their livelihoods, China.Is striving to bridge the rural-urban gap. Tsunghua District on the edge of Guangzhou has also witnessed a boom in highly educated young people returning to their less developed hometowns. They've returned from major cities in China and even abroad, to start their own businesses in rural areas. The villages offer opportunities to fulfill their potential, and their life choices will also bring about huge changes to China's villages.
我的全过程都在这个改革开放的所有的过程中，我们更多的在一直在做选择，选择上什么样的学校，想选择做什么样的工作。所以说，我想这是这个时代给我们最大的一个机遇。那我想未来的20年，我一直在拭目以待，包括我想做一个参与者，去见证中国的乡村美丽化的这个过程，中国的乡村现代化的这个过程，中国的乡村正这样一个小康社会实现的一个过程。
The small-scale peasant economy that prevailed in China for thousands of years is undergoing fundamental change in the new era. These entrepreneurs are changing the business models in local communities, and in this way, they are participating in this time of transformation and doing their bit to make a difference in rural China.